Thank you for patiently holding for me. My name is Kayla. I'm a supervisor here at Customer Support. To whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Lisa Singer.
Hi, Miss Lisa. How are you doing today?
Not good. I've got probably 5 or 6 charges on my bank account from this little scam that people's running. You pay so much, and then they end up charging you every single month for a possibility to win. That makes no sense to me. That is fraud. I've got 3 other companies I've called about it. That's not right. Who in the heck would pay $64 a month or $79 a month to possibly win something that ain't worth that amount of money? But I haven't done it. I wouldn't do it. I'm smarter than that. That's crazy. I don't understand how they're doing it. I order stuff online, but I've not made a commitment like that. The lady I just spoke to says, well, it's in the fine print. And I'm like, that's insane. Who would do that? You get nothing, and they're going to take a little less than $100 out of your account every month? I live on a fixed income. I would not do that.
All right. Well, I'll be happy to help you with this account that we have in our system for you, Ms. Singer. Can I ask that you verify the address just for security purposes, please?
Sure. 1180 Harrelson Road, Longs, South Carolina, 29568.
Thank you for that information. So the account that we've gotten located here, there was a Crusette cookware set contest entry that was submitted on November the 27th for $5.74. It looks like along with that contest entry, it enrolled whomever this was that created the account into the Consumer Gadget Membership Club. So for the membership fee,
which
that was
how much?
$67.32 for that membership.
You know what I'm saying? Does that make any sense to you? You're going to pay $67 for a chance to win?
No, ma'am. So the $67.32 is for the voucher that we email that's valued at $125 for the customer to use at the Consumer Gadget membership site online to make purchases with.
But they continue to take that amount out, don't they? And they're going to send you a $100 voucher to use online?
Correct.
I haven't used the voucher.
Okay, until the customer calls us to have it canceled, that would have been a monthly charge for the vouchers that we email. I do see that the previous agent was able to cancel the account for you, so that stops all future charges effective immediately. What I can do here, because since you were transferred over to the fraud department and you said it wasn't you that signed up for this, is it possible that maybe someone in the home could have created the account without your knowledge since you've gotten your name and your email?
I'm a widow, so there is no one that uses my account. But I will tell you this, since you're in the fraud department, I have 5 other charges, the same thing as this. The same thing. I pay, like, so much, and then you're supposed to get something, I think is what it is, but they charge you per month for something for nothing. That makes no sense. That's fraud. Scam. Yeah,
okay.
That's
so
whatever
what
it was, 5-something. That's the shipping and handling. But they're going to charge you $64 for nothing? No.
So
and like I said, I've got 5 other charges just like that. So that needs to be reported because these people are scamming.
So
nobody
what we
in
can
right
do here, Ms.
Singer...
What we can do for you on the account with a fraud claim, how that works is we forward the IP address information listed here over to your local authorities to have them determine the owner of the device that was used as well as the location as to where the account was created from. We do prosecute individuals to the fullest who has compromised our, you know, card information or without the cardholder's knowledge. If you are okay with me starting that investigation, what I'll do for you today as far as with these charges, I'll go ahead and process a full refund for the $67.32 as well as the $5.74 that was charged to your account.
Okay. So now you're like a call, where I called in, it's like a call center, right?
Correct. We are a third-party
That
call center.
you don't have any other charges on there for me for the same thing at that
No, ma'am.
address? Okay. Because I'm going through my bank account, but I appreciate it. This is ridiculous. I don't get how anybody would do this. I really
No
don't. That's
problem.
so crazy.
And I am
Thank you
sorry for
so
any
much.
inconvenience that this may have caused. Let me go ahead and process these refunds for you, and I will provide you with a refund confirmation number here in just a second. Okay, so we do have the refunds processed back successfully. You should see those reflect to your account within 3 to 5 business days. And the confirmation number is going to be C as in Charlie 2629 66286.
All right. Thank you so much, honey. I
You're welcome.
appreciate it.
Is there anything else that I could help you with?
No, ma'am.
All right. Well,
I've
you
got to
have
go through all my whole bank account. Great. But you have a good day and Merry Christmas to you.
and same to you. Thank you for calling customer support.
All right.
Bye-bye.